by reading the parts marked C or crack. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
"What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?"
They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said,
"Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
He said,
"Go into the city to a certain man and tell him that Jesus said, 'My appointed time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'"
The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said,
"Amen, he said to you, one of you will betray me."
Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another,
"Surely it is not I, Lord."
He said in reply,
"He who has dipped his hand into the ditch with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed falls as it is written of him. But oh, to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed, it would be better for that man if he had never been born."
Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply,
"Surely it is not I, Rabbi."
He answered,
"You thus said so."
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples, said,
"Take and eat, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, from now on I shall not drink this fruit of the wine until the day when I drink it with you new in the kingdom of my Father."
Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them,
"This night all of you will have your faith in me shaken, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be dispersed.' But after I have been raised up, I shall go before you to Galilee."
Peter said to him in reply,
"Though all may have their faith in you shaken, mine will never be."
Jesus said to him,
"Amen, I say to you, this very night before the cock crow, you will deny me 3 times.
Peter said to him,
"Even though I should have to die with you, I will not deny you."
And all the disciples spoke likewise. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took along Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee and began to feel sorrow and distress. Then he said,
"My soul is sorrowful even to death. Remain here and keep watch with me."
He advanced a little and fell prostrate in prayer, saying,
"My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will."
When he returned to his disciples, he found them asleep. He said to Peter,
"So you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour. Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Withdrawing a second time, he prayed again,
"My Father, if it is not possible that this cup pass without my drinking it, your will be done."
Then he returned once more and found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open. He left them and withdrew again and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to his disciples and said to them,
Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. Look, my betrayer is at hand.
While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived accompanied by a large crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests and the elders of the people. His betrayer had arranged a sign with them, saying,
The man I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him.
Immediately he went over to Jesus and said,
Hail, Rabbi.
And then he kissed him. Jesus answered him,
Friend, do what you have come for.
Then stepping forward, they laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. And behold, one of those who accompanied Jesus put his hand to his sword, drew it, and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him,
Put your sword back to its sheath, or all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot follow my father, that he will not provide me at this moment with more than 12 legions of angels? But then, how would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say that it must come to pass in this place?
At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds,
Have you come out as against a robber with the swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day I sat teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me. And all this has come to pass, that the writings of the prophets may be fulfilled.
Then all the disciples left him and fled. Those who had arrested Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Peter was following him at a distance as far as the high priest's courtyard, and going inside, he sat down with the servants to see the outcome. The chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward who stated,
This man said, I can destroy the temple of God within 3 days and rebuild it.
The high priest rose and addressed him.
Have you no answer? What are these men testifying against you?
But Jesus was silent. Then the high priest said to him,
I order you to tell us under oath before the living God whether you are the Christ, the Son of God.
Jesus said to him in reply,
You have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sit at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Then the high priest rose and tore his robes and said,
He has blasphemed. What further need have we of witnesses? You have now heard the blasphemy. What is your opinion?
They said in reply,
He deserves to die.
Then they spat in his face and struck him, while some slapped him, saying,
Prophesy for us. Who is that who struck you?
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. One of the maids came over to him and said,
You too were with Jesus the Galilean.
But he denied it in front of everyone, saying,
I do not know what you are talking about.
As he went out to the gate, another girl saw him and said to those who were there,
This man was with Jesus the Nazarene.
Again, denying with an oath,
I do not know the man.
A little later, the bystanders came over and said to Peter,
Surely you too are one of them. Even your speech gives you away.
At that, he began to curse and to swear,
I do not know the man.
And immediately caught her. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had spoken. Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. He went out and began to weep bitterly. When it was morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate the governor. Then Judas, the betrayer, seeing that Jesus had been condemned, deeply regretted what he had done. He returned 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying,
I have sinned in betraying innocent blood.
They said,
What is that to us? Look to yourself.
Flinging the money into the temple, he departed and went off and hanged himself. The chief priests gathered up the money, but said,
It is now lawful to deposit this in the temple treasury, for it is the price of blood.
After consultation, they used it to buy the potter's field as a burial place for foreigners. That is why that field, even today, is called the field of blood. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of a man with a price on his head, a price set by some of the Israelites, and they paid it out for the potter's field, just as the Lord had commanded them. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and he questioned him.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Jesus said,
No, says the Lord.
Then when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he made no answer. Then Pilate said to him,
Do you not hear how many things they are testifying against you?
But he did not answer him one word, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now, on the occasion of the feast, the governor was accustomed to release to the crowd one prisoner whom they wished. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had assembled, Pilate said to them,
Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus called Christ?
For he knew that it was out of envy that they had handed him over. While he was still seated on the bench, his wife sent him a message. Have nothing to do with that righteous man. I suffered much in a dream today because of him. The chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas, but to destroy Jesus. The governor said to them in reply,
Which of the two do you want me to release to you?
They answered,
Barabbas.
Pilate said to them,
Then what shall I do with Jesus called Christ?
They all said,
Let him be crucified.
But he said,
Why? What evil has he done?
They only shouted the louder,
Let him be crucified.
When Pilate saw that he was not succeeding at all, but that a riot was breaking out instead, he took water and washed his hands in the sight of the crowd, saying,
I am innocent of this man's blood. Look to it yourselves.
And the whole people said in reply,
His blood be upon us and upon our children.
Then he released Barabbas to them. But after he had Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus inside the praetorium and gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped off his clothes and threw a scarlet military cloak about him. Weaving a crown out of thorns, they placed it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying,
Hail, King of the Jews.
They spat upon him, took the reed, and kept striking him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the cloak, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him off to crucify him. As they were going out, they met a Cyrenian named Simon. This man they pressed into service to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they gave Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he had tasted it, he refused to drink. After they had crucified him, they divided his garments by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And they placed over his head the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. The two revolutionaries crucified with him, one on his right and the other on his left. Those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying,
You who destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself if you are the Son of God, and come down from the cross.
Likewise, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders mocked him and said,
He saved others, he cannot save himself. So he is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God.
The revolutionaries who were crucified with him also kept abusing him in the same way. From noon onward, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. About 3:00, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani,
which means,
my God, why have you forsaken me?
Some of the bystanders who heard it said,
this one is calling for Elijah.
Immediately, one of them ran to get a sponge. He soaked it in wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. But the rest said,
wait, let us see if Elijah comes to save him.
But Jesus cried out again in a loud voice and gave up his spirit. But Mary Magdalene and the other Mary remained sitting there, facing the tomb. The next day, the one following the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said,
Sir, we remember that this impostor, while still alive, said, after 3 days I will be raised up. Give orders then that the grave be secured until the third day, lest his disciples come and steal him and say to the people, he has been raised from the dead. This last imposture would be worse than the first.
Pilate said to them,
the guard is here. Go secure it as best we can.
So they went and secured the tomb by fixing a seal to the stone and setting the guard.
The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For 2,000 years, Christian community participated in this solemn liturgical celebrations. And thank you for all actively helping to proclaim the long gospel of the Passion. It was long, but it is good. We will have many other opportunities, chance to come by this week to relate with this greater story of God's love, divine love, manifested in Jesus, and his proclamation of the good news and dying and rising. The central mystery of our Christian life. We'll have many chances. Last week we had a chance to participate in the mission, and so many of you were here. And I wish and pray that all of you, as we claim ourselves as the disciples, followers of Jesus, and we know our destiny, carrying the cross to Calvary and dying with him, that's our destiny. So to renew our destiny, to remember who we are, I wish that all of us can schedule your time to fit into the liturgical celebration. Especially for that Holy Freedom, Thursday evening, 7 p.m., once again, we will be relating with that great sacrifice of Jesus' love, the Supper, Jesus' Last Supper, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. 7 p.m. And then we have that opportunity to spend the rest of that night to midnight going on a procession accompanying Jesus to that garden. Here, our garden is at Grotto, the new Grotto. We'll be spending the veneration of the Holy Eucharist up to midnight in that garden. We call the Grotto. Friday, we come back at 3 p.m. We heard when it was 3 p.m., Jesus cried with a loud voice. That story, Friday, 3 p.m., we gather to reveal the final hour of Jesus. And we have that privilege to kiss the wound on the cross, kneeling down. Saturday evening, 8:30. We come by to reveal that mystery of Holy Sepulchre, the grave, the new life, the new water, the new birth. Our baptismal promises to be renewed. The story of our salvation once again proclaimed. Holy Saturday Vigil Mass, 8:30 p.m. And then we are ready for our Easter celebration. Easter morning, 7 p.m., again in that garden, sunrise. At sunrise we gather to praise God, the morning prayer. 7:30 Mass, Easter Mass. 11:30 Mass, Easter Mass. May God encourage all of us to participate devoutly this Holy Week liturgy. And maybe this is a good time for us to think about our friends, family members who left this faith experience, to gently invite them to join you, come with you, to pray with you, gently offering invitation, come home. May God share with us a blessed and holy Holy Week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.